Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we have some breaking news in the National Football League. The Chargers left tackle Rashawn Slater, who this offseason signed a four-year, $103 million extension. He was carted off the field earlier today in practice. We now know that he has suffered a season-ending ruptured patella tendon per further testing, per sources. The Chargers have now placed him on injured reserve for the season, so he is out for the rest of the year. We were all kind of waiting to see what the news was going to be with Rashawn Slater. We now have our answer on what that news is with Rashawn Slater. He is out for the season. It's funny because we were just talking about him a couple of days ago in relation to Josh Simmons. So we're talking about a guy who was a first-round pick. I believe he was the 13th overall pick. If you're somebody that really buys into Pro Football Focus numbers, he was the second-highest rated tackle last year in the entire National Football League. He had a number 2 overall rating. He was number 3 in pass rush and pass block. He was 5th in run blocking. So we are not talking about the Chargers lost a good offensive lineman today. We are talking about they lost one of the best offensive linemen in the entire league. Couple of things. Number one, man, this always happens to the Chargers. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what they've done. I don't know why they are so snake bitten, but it feels like every year the Chargers have to deal with a significant injury to try to overcome it. So that's number one. Number two, there is no replacing your franchise left tackle in August. None. Now, you can figure it out and next man up and you got to make do with it and no one's going to feel bad for you. And I certainly don't expect for you guys in Kansas City to feel bad that another team, especially in the division, is dealing with offensive line injuries and issues. That's something that has happened here plenty of times. But man, you lose your left tackle. A few more things and we'll move on from this. Next, this is why guys hold in when they haven't gotten their money. This is why they fight so hard to get their money. He just signed this extension. Now you might be thinking, oh, well, if you're the player, good. You just got paid. You've been one of the top tackles in the game. You deserved your contract. You deserve big money. And this is why you deserve big money, because instantly you can miss the entire season. I mean, there's not a whole lot of hitting that's going on right now. It's not super physical right now. You land one way wrong on your knee, it ends your season and can potentially change the course of your career. This is why Micah Parsons is fighting for the money that he's getting. This is why Terry McLaurin. This is why James Cook. This is why if you've done something in this league, this is why you're fighting so hard to get paid. But we just got the breaking news. Rashawn Slater out for the rest of the season. I don't want to eliminate a team at this point in the season. I find it incredibly hard to believe that you can win the AFC West without your starting left tackle. You're already fighting an uphill battle. The other team is better than you are. I find it incredibly difficult to believe that the Chargers have a chance in winning their division. If we are going, I understand by positional value that you would probably say Herbert's their best player. Then their second best player today is out for the entirety of the season. The drop off that you're going to have going from that left tackle to whomever your new left tackle is going to be. I find it very hard to believe that you can close the distance between you and the Chiefs without having a all-pro caliber left tackle in the fold.
I do wonder, and by the way, I agree with you 1,000%. No team survives this. A player of this ability lost the season before we've even hit the middle of August. You would imagine Joe Alt, who they drafted last year in the first round, the top 10, will swing over from the right to the left. That would be my assumption. Now, I wish this news had almost broke with Mitchell Schwartz in studio, but because he would know better. I don't know the difficulty of swinging over from right tackle to left tackle in the NFL. I don't think it's as easy as you do in Madden or college football where you just click a slider. But
Joel's
a freak. He's a really good lineman.
He also was a top five pick. But now, you have now solved the problem on right tackle. Like, one of the things was you had your left and right tackle. You spent significant resources. You spent the top 15 pick at left tackle, a top five pick at right tackle. You now move that over, but now you got a hole at right tackle. And now what are you potentially going to do? Someone on the text line sends this out, 913-586-7965. What if the Chiefs trade more for a second round pick from the Chargers? There's no chance that's going to happen.
I mean, like, for so many reasons.
What's the biggest reason?
Well, I mean, I think the in-division one's number one.
That's fine if that's your number one reason.
Jalen Moore ain't worth a second-round pick either. That's number two.
He might be worth a third.
Yeah, that's a different value.
He might be worth a third. I don't know why a team in your division would now help you solve your biggest problem. And I also just think, I mean, this would be ultimately a one-year rental, right? Like, you're going back to normal next year at the end of this anyway. Like, I don't know, but I would say that Jalen Moore's contract, if we want to really go down this rabbit hole that I think you and I both don't think is going to happen, I mean, the Jalen Moore contract is essentially a one-year deal. If you're willing to eat the guaranteed money for just the one season, you can get out of it next year if you really want to. Now, I'm not giving you a high draft pick for a player that we only plan on having for this one season. I don't think the Chiefs are trading. Like, I don't care if Slater played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think the Chiefs would trade him to that team. But, I mean, this is kind of the thing that you're hoping for. Like, you're hoping that an injury happens and then you can kind of take advantage of it and you can get, you know, 120 cents, 130 cents on the dollar because you make a trade.
I agree with you. I still don't think a second round pick is 120 cents on the dollar. I think that's because of his contract, again, to go down the rabbit hole. Because of his contract, I don't think teams are giving up a top 60-64 pick for Jalen Moore. Not right now. And I also don't think the Chiefs would do it too. Like, if we're going to keep going to that, the Chiefs, their big push over the last offseason is we need more depth on the offensive line. So what happened last year doesn't happen again. It would shock me if they then turned around and changed direction. A giant 180.
You're right. And then
the biggest 180.
And then even more to then help another team have depth. You know what I mean? Like, hey, why don't we take away our depth to then help a team in our division have depth? So no, I don't think that the Chiefs are trading Jalen Moore to the Los Angeles Chargers, but it's certainly an interesting question. That's the case. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. I know we didn't have a usual intro for the 5 o'clock hour. I hope you guys understand. Rashawn Slater, the left tackle for the Chargers, he has broken his patella, so he is out for the duration of the season. They have already placed him on injured reserve, so there will be no Rashawn Slater this year. The plan, I'm guessing, is to move Joe Alt to left tackle, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do at right tackle. A couple of things, I guess, related to the Chiefs, and then we'll get to the hits. I think that training camp is over. Now, I know they're still going back up to St. Joe. They have three more days in St. Joe after today. They're off tomorrow because they play on Saturday. They got a preseason game on Saturday. They're off on Sunday. They're back up there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday's not really a practice day. It's an hour earlier. It's military appreciation. They end early. They end up, you know, spending time with the soldiers. They end up playing catch and signing autographs and taking pictures. Like, the Chiefs are really good at that thing. So the last day of practice, the last day of camp, is kind of light. Training camp is essentially, in my opinion, over. It is a build-up to the first preseason game, and then once we see, we get a feel for who they like, who they don't like, who has a chance of making this team, who doesn't have a chance of making this team. That's kind of what the purpose of training camp is to get you ready for that first one. We did learn a lot during training camp. The number one question, the number one thing that we needed to know was, who is their left tackle? Is it going to be Jalen Moore or Josh Simmons? And I guess as a follow-up question to that, a little bullet point underneath, how healthy is Joshua Simmons? We spent a majority of the spring and early part of the summer talking about Josh Simmons as a possible redshirt player. We were wrong in thinking that. He is not a redshirt player. He is going to start day one for the Kansas City Chiefs and has been their starter from day one. Now, you might be arguing, well, they did the same thing with Kingsley Suamataia, and you would be right. But I also think it's important to note, they did the same thing with Creed Humphrey. They did the same thing with Trey Smith. They ended up being right. So they are 2 for 3 from the field. Their track record on penciling in who their starters are as rookies from day one, they're pretty good at this thing. Everything that you have heard, everything that you have read about Joshua Simmons is really, really positive. Rob, if you can move the Jeff Allen cut up to the top of the folder, I'll play for you guys what Mitchell Schwartz had to say. I want to be clear about these two individuals. I think I know Mitchell Schwartz pretty well. I think I know Jeff Allen pretty well. Two people that don't really speak in hyperbole and two people that played at a high level in the National Football League, I think you should listen to. So this first one, I'll play the Jeff Allen cut. Here was his comp for Josh Simmons.
Trent Williams, without a doubt. And the biggest thing that makes him comparable to Trent is the efficiency of his movement. Trent is a really freak athlete, so is Josh, but they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, being able to get out of your stance and meet a defensive end at that spot or that injunction between the quarterback and yourself, it's not easy to do. That's why you see guys get beat off the edge. They can turn that corner. But with Josh and Trent, you never have to worry about them getting beat around the corner. So you're going to have to run through them. You're not going to be able to go underneath them because he's in the perfect position every single time.
So that was Jeff Allen when he was on the show. He made the comparison to Trent Williams. This is Mitchell Schwartz talking about a guy who has played in a Super Bowl, a guy who has been an All-Pro, a guy who was recently working out with Josh Simmons, kind of helping him with some things. He also made the comparison to Trent Williams.
Yeah, I mean, he moves incredibly. I mean, it's, we always kind of call it the curse of the same number. He looks like, the way he moves, a lot like Trent Williams. Now, Trent is much bigger. Trent's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and 330 plus. Josh is more of a leaner body and those kind of things. But, yeah, just the pure explosiveness, the ability to move, the ability to get in space, to, you know, cut off on the backside. There aren't many guys. There's, you know, 5 at the most that can move like him at the tackle position. So that's exciting. And then seeing, you know, his kind of natural strength, I think some of the clips – online look really good. Some of them don't look quite as good. Definitely some technique refinement that needs to happen. But you're trusting that athletic ability, this ability to get to the corner, to get in space, you know, especially when he's pass blocking.
So that was Mitchell Schwartz as he was on the show earlier. So two different people, two people that played offensive line in the National Football League, two people very in tune with this organization, both compare Joshua Simmons to Trent Williams. Now, the Trent Williams is obviously best case scenario. Trent Williams is maybe the best left tackle of his generation. I think that Trent Williams is one day going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he ain't gonna have to wait a long time to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he's been that guy. I'm not saying he needs to be Trent Williams, but I think if you are looking for one takeaway, let's say you were on vacation for the last 2 weeks and you are now getting back in town and you're trying to catch back up with Kansas City as they are entering in the season. What's the top storyline? The Chiefs think they have the answer at left tackle. They didn't talk like this last year about Kingsley Suamataia. They thought they had a starting left tackle. They didn't feel like they had this at left tackle. They feel, and if you are comparing him to Trent Williams, if you think he can be an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player, You were talking about you think that left tackle is now a crock pot. You just set it on there, and you don't got to worry about it for a very, very long time. They think they have the answer at left tackle. That is by far and away the story of training camp. Nothing else matters other than that. Everything else is a temporary thing. Yes, Rice didn't practice today. Rice is probably going to be suspended. Hollywood is dealing with some injuries. Xavier Worthy had a concussion, but then he didn't have a concussion. It was liquid in his ear and ended up being a non-factor. Christian Fulton practiced today. All of those are minor micro topics about training camp. There was one big topic, one really important tackle. What is the future of left tackle? The Chiefs think they have it. That's the biggest takeaway. The second thing is, I think Mitch was the one that called him. He called Jalen Moore super sub. I think that is the correct term for what we're talking about. This is what I think the plan is for Jalen Moore. I think the plan is twofold. I think the plan is break in case of emergency at right tackle if something goes wrong. If Juwan is hurt, if Juwan has three false start penalties and he needs a little bit of a reset, I think there's a chance that Jalen Moore goes over there. But I think his biggest role and responsibility on this team is going to be, I think it's, he is insurance if Kingsley doesn't work. We have seen that the Chiefs, they are not hesitant to replace Kingsley Suamataia. They've replaced him once before. I don't know why they wouldn't do it again. If he struggles or gets off to a slow start or appears to be the weak link in the chain, which is the offensive line, I do not believe they will hesitate to replace him. I think they are looking forward to it, if that happens, to put in Jalen Moore. I think Kingsley is going to have the job from day one. I think when they break the huddle for the first game against the Chargers, I think that Kingsley is going to be in the game and Jalen Moore will be on the sideline. But trust me, he will be lurking. I don't think he replaces anybody else. I think they're going to ride with Josh Simmons this year. I think you got to be committed to it. I think you got to be committed to the ups and downs that are going to happen as a young player. They obviously are not replacing Creed. They're not replacing Trey Smith. Maybe they would end up replacing Juwan Taylor, but that's just a lot of money to sit on the bench. But they've also shown you they're not afraid to sit a lot of money on the bench. They're doing that right now with Jalen Moore. So the two big takeaways I think you can have from training camp is, number one, they feel like they have their left tackle. Number two, what's the role and responsibility for Jalen Moore? And then number three, it's all kind of wide receiver related. They have just had a weird training camp when it comes to wide receiver. I think this is something that we're just going to have to manage and keep an eye on all year. I don't think there's going to be a lot of prolonged where they got 6, 7, 8 weeks of everybody being there and everybody being healthy. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope that I'm wrong. But just based on how the first month of practice has been, like they just started practicing. They haven't been up there that long. Rice has missed a couple of days. Brown missed a day. We thought that Worthy had a concussion. This thing popped up. We got a long way to go until the season. We got a long way to go until the games that really, really matter for the Chiefs. So I'm just making an observation. I think the wide receiver is something that we are going to talk about. A lot of this offseason has been about, well, what if we get all three of those guys healthy? I certainly hope that the Chiefs get all three of those guys healthy. How many games do they get when that's the case? Because we're thinking that it might not be the first four games, not because of health, but because of suspension. Well, by the time that Rice comes back, is Worthy in the lineup? Is Brown in the lineup? Are they all in the lineup for week 8? Are they all in the lineup for week 9? Obviously, we don't have the answer to that. Anything can happen. And again, certainly hope the guys stay healthy. But I think those are the big storylines. We talked about the defense as well. I think their defense should hit the ground running. There's no reason for their defense not to hit the ground running. Their defense is completely healthy on the D-line. Linebackers are good. Safeties are good. Right now, they only really have one apparent injury, and that's Christian Fulton. And Christian Fulton just came back, and he is now off the PUP list and practiced today with the team. So the defense appears to be 100%. You've got your offensive line figured out. Right now, you reach the point in the season where only bad things can happen. Only bad things can happen. Only things that can happen, like what happened to the Chargers. There's nothing good that can happen. I know that you guys will try to find some kind of training camp and preseason warrior. I'm telling you, that guy probably won't be able to help the Chiefs. I like the Tyquan Thornton story too. He maybe has 200, 300 yards. There is nothing really that we can learn about the Chiefs in these three preseason games. There's only one objective. The only objective is leave healthy. Last year, you didn't leave healthy. Hollywood Brown fell on his shoulder, basically missed the entire regular season. There is only one objective. I don't care how anybody plays. I'm serious. I don't care how anybody plays in these preseason games. I think you got to play him, right? I'm not saying you put everybody in bubble wrap for the next month or so, but it is a fight to get to the end. I tell you guys every single summer about the wheel of misfortune, how it eventually lands on somebody. I don't know why the wheel of misfortune is just stationed in the Chargers front office, and every year it just lands on them, but they are not the only team that is going to lose a critical starter between now and Labor Day. Somebody else is. That's how football works. You were that team last year. You lost a starter last year in preseason games. You just hope that it's not you. Last year, the Chiefs had more than enough of their injury problems last year. They had it at left tackle. They had it at running back. They had it at wide receiver. They had it here. They had it there. Their number two pass rusher missed a significant amount of time last year, and you were still able to make the Super Bowl in the face of all of those injuries. You are hoping that that is behind you and that you get a healthy and clean year. That should be the focus. That's the number one thing with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll play what Cowherd and what Stephen A. Smith had to say coming up in the next segment. I want to play this for you. Earlier today, we had Matt Verderam on the show. We were talking about the division, and there's been a lot of talk about the division. The Chargers are better at coaching quarterback, the Broncos, the Raiders. This should be a pretty competitive division. Matt Verderam is not a believer.
I don't respect them to win the division because they're not going to win the division. They're not as good as Kansas City. They're not even close. Kansas City last year didn't play the last week of the season and won that division by 4 games. That division was mathematically clinched before December. They beat out Denver by 6 games, and had they played the last week of the year, they could have beat them out by 8. 8. That's like if a team won going 11-6 and somebody else in the division was 3-14. That's the same gap. Like it's not close. It's really not. Look, it's fun. And it's kind of in vogue, you know, right? Like, we all sit here and we make our predictions and we look and we try to see what's going to be different. If Patrick Mahomes plays 17 games, they're winning the division. There is no shot for the Chargers. Now, look, the Chargers already, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the results are. But obviously, unfortunately, today seems like there could be a pretty major injury with Rashawn Slater. These are teams, like, they have to have everything go right. I mean, everything. And then they've got to hope that the Chiefs just don't play well for a huge chunk of the year to have a shot to win the division. And frankly, it's just very difficult. And that's why, again, the Bradys, the Mannings, the Montanas, the Staubachs, they win their divisions every year.
We'll play for you what Cowherd and what Stephen A. Smith had to say coming up in just a bit. I understand why there's hype and buzz around the other teams in the division. I really do. I know you guys might not want to hear it, but I do understand it. The Broncos won double-digit games last year with a rookie quarterback and might have the best defense in the National Football League. The Raiders are significantly improved with their pieces. They have Pete Carroll as their head coach. They have Chip Kelly as their offensive coordinator. They have Geno Smith at quarterback, which is a drastic improvement over Gardner Minshew last year, and they have the player that a lot of you think should have won the Heisman Trophy last year. Like, I get why people like them. The Chargers also won double-digit games last year. They have a very, very good coach and a very productive quarterback. I get why people like the other teams in the division. Seeing it is just believing for me. Like, we've been at this place before. Whether it was when the Broncos traded for Russell Wilson, whether it was the Chargers making a move to go get Khalil Mack, whether it was the Broncos or this team, and we've had these conversations before. You got to go prove it to me on the field. It's really that simple now. It's like the same conversations we had 5 years ago about KU. Like, you can tell me how good Baylor is or how good Iowa State is or whatever team that was in the league. At some point, you got to beat Kansas in the league for me to believe it. And that's a party that I'm perfectly fine with being late to as opposed to early. And I feel like a lot of people are in a rush to be early to the AFC West. And eventually, the Chiefs will lose the division. I don't know when. Like, they're not going to win it forever in perpetuity. I'm cool with being wrong if I pick the Chiefs. I'm fine. You will not see me or hear me again pick another team to win the AFC West. Sure, I'm picking a team from the AFC West to make the postseason, but there's a big difference in being a postseason type team and a Super Bowl team. And in my opinion, there are only three of those teams in the AFC. And if you tell me that you think one of those other three teams can win the division, then you think they can win the Super Bowl. And one of those teams just lost their starting left tackle today. The other one is the Broncos with Bo Nix. And the other one, I think the Raiders are going to be better. I don't think they're Super Bowl better this upcoming season. I want to play for you guys on the other side what Cal Herd and Stephen A. Smith had to say. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One thing that just kind of hit me during the commercial break. Who's going to be the right tackle now for the Chargers? So if we're assuming that Joe Alt is moving over to left tackle, you assume they have a backup right tackle?
I mean, that's my presumption. I have no idea who their backup right tackle is.
But we assume, right? They're going to have a backup right tackle,
correct,
right? They are now weaker at tackle. Who do the Chiefs play the first game of the season?
The Los Angeles Chargers.
I mean, this is a team that just, they've spent a lot of money on pass rush. Like, if you're looking for where the Chiefs could possibly have an advantage, if you want to look ahead to week one, shouldn't it be at edge now? I mean, I would say before this, you would probably call it a neutral, right? Like, if you were kind of weighing the pros and cons, they got two great tackles. You got two great pass rush. You think in a lot of ways those kind of cancel each other out. I mean, that shouldn't be the case in this one, right? You got Jones, Aminahu, Karloftis, Dana. We'll see what the rookies can contribute to this. Like, this is a place that the Chiefs could possibly have an advantage in this matchup, you would think, going up against the Chargers. in week one, as they have, I mean, this is the first major injury of the training camp slash preseason portion. It's the Chargers. They lose Rashawn Slater for the season. He broke his patella earlier today. I want to play two audio cuts for you. The first one is Colin Cowherd. He was on his show earlier today. He believes that the dynasty is over for the Chiefs.
I think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over. They may win a Super Bowl, but I think their division's too good to be a dynasty. And I'll give you an example. When Nick Saban was at Alabama, LSU couldn't get the right coach. Auburn couldn't get the right coach. Ole Miss couldn't get the right coach for most of it. Tennessee couldn't get the right coach. And he dominated. But then Georgia got Kirby Smart. And then Texas came in with Sark. And Nick Saban didn't look as dominating. Same thing happened to Urban at Florida when Nick Saban came in. Yeah, Urban Meyer was dominating. And then Nick Saban went to a great program. And then Urban wasn't dominating. And if you look at LeBron's dominance for 8, 9, 10 years in the Eastern Conference, he had to beat the Raptors and the Pacers. Now, he would go into the other conference and didn't have the same luck when you're facing the Warriors, right? Same with Tom Brady.
I understand the logic here. I don't agree with it, but I do understand the logic of the take. The division is better. There's no denying that. I know you're Chiefs fans. You have to acknowledge that the division is better. The division is better at coach. The division is better at quarterback. There are more talented teams in the division. None of the teams really feel like they're in a transition period anymore. I guess you could argue the Raiders are in that transition period, but they start from a place of stability. You've got a good coach, a good quarterback. You've got those things. The Broncos, they're not in a transition period anymore. They have their coach and quarterback in place. Same thing with the Chargers. So I understand the take. I just disagree with the take. I just disagree. Again, seeing is believing. And I need to see those teams take that jump to being one of the Super Bowl contending teams. We talk about the AFC like it's a big three. It's Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. If you think that one of those other teams can win the AFC West, then you think they're ready to crack that group. And I just don't feel that way. I don't feel like the Chargers are in the same conversation as Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, same thing with Denver, same thing with Vegas. So I understand the logic behind it. Hey, look at this example. Look at this example. Okay, I got you. I got to see that play itself out in the NFL regular season. And you got to show me that the Chargers can beat the Chiefs in a game when it really, really matters. You got to show me that the Raiders can beat the Chiefs in a game that really, really matters. Same thing for the Broncos. It just hasn't happened a lot over the last 5 years. So it's one thing to play the August Olympics, and yes, a lot of teams are getting medals in the August Olympics. That doesn't mean nothing in October or November when things really get going and you got to prove it on the field and you got to stay consistent and you got to avoid the landmines that ultimately pop up throughout a NFL regular season. That was Colin Cowherd. Here's Stephen A. Smith. He was far more down on the Chiefs than Cowherd was.
When you get your ass kicked, like they got their ass kicked, it's a different animal. Now, that's not verbiage we normally use on First Take, but it is apropos. Go to the highlights, third quarter of the Super Bowl. Tell me when you have ever seen Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sitting on a bench together like this. Damn. It was that kind of ass kicking. They did not cross midfield until the third quarter. Think about that. That first nine possessions was five plays or less. They got stomped. And Andy Reid looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. Mahomes looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. So when you have those ingredients, it's one thing if you unbeatable, D. Woody.
Yeah.
But okay, when somebody shows you a vulnerability, okay, you like, oh, damn. I didn't see that before when they lost to Tampa Bay years ago. That was strictly about an offensive line that couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes.
You don't think that was the case this time?
I'm not saying that wasn't the case. I'm saying it was one of many things. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything.
All right, a couple of things here. Just because the Eagles can do it doesn't mean that a lot of other teams can do it. The Eagles are very, very uniquely positioned, where I think at least last season, a lot of their strengths lined up really well against Kansas City's weaknesses. It's kind of hard to beat Philadelphia if you're going to be one-dimensional. It's kind of hard to beat Philadelphia if you only have one good receiver. It's kind of hard to beat Philadelphia if you have offensive line issues. You put all of those things together, it was kind of the perfect storm. So I know you guys think all of it was on the offensive line. I kind of think it was everything. Like, I think the Chiefs were deficient in some areas that maybe you could get away with against Buffalo. You could get away against Baltimore. I don't think they had the personnel to be able to get away with it against Philadelphia. So that's one side of it. The second thing is, I think the reason you are hearing a lot of this conversation about the Chiefs is we haven't really seen a team that is in the middle of a dynasty. And that's what the Chiefs are. They are in the middle of a dynasty. You haven't really seen a team get beat around the way the Chiefs did during the Super Bowl. Like, think of the sports, think of the teams that we would consider to have dynasties. The Bulls in the 90s, the Yankees in the 90s, the Patriots. Sure, they might get blown out in a regular season game, and the Chiefs have been blown out in a regular season game before. It's one thing to do it with 100-something million people watching the way that the Chiefs have done. We've never really seen a team, we've never seen a team as good as Kansas City in pro sports get beat up the way that Kansas City did. So I think it just opens yourself up to this conversation. Now, I imagine many of you agree with me. I think that was it was the worst possible night against the worst possible team. I also just don't think that there are many teams in the NFL that are uniquely positioned to do that to Kansas City the way that Philadelphia does. Philadelphia might have the best defensive line. They might have the best secondary. They might have the best offensive line. They might have the best wide receiver 1-2. Like, they just got a lot of best that a lot of teams don't have. That's not what the Chargers have. That's not what the Broncos have. That's not what Buffalo has. So just because Philadelphia was able to kind of push Kansas City around, please don't think that now every team now has the personnel and the ability to do so the way that they did. So I think that's very, very important to note. But, I mean, some of the conversation that is happening around the team, like, this just kind of happens when you get blown out in the Super Bowl the way that they did. Like, it wasn't like they lost 27-24. They were never in the game. So there's just going to be doubts. I think the Chiefs know that. I think the Chiefs hear that. And if there is a team that there's no reason for them not to be focused in week one, it's the Chiefs. The Chiefs play three playoff teams in the first month of the season. So from the word go in front of everybody, they play a game in Brazil. They play a Sunday night football. They play a 325 game. They play a game against the team that they lost to in the Super Bowl. Like, there are a lot of reasons to believe the Chiefs should start very quickly on defense and as a team. And it's also no reason why you shouldn't be ready to go from the moment go this year if you were the Chiefs. You got something to prove. You should have a chip on your shoulder. You've been hearing what a lot of people have been saying about you, that they think you're going to fall off. The best way to do that in the early part of the season against those teams is go 3-1. Go 4-0 in the first month of the season, and that will quiet a lot of the conversation down that we've heard about the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I want to answer this tweet that I just got. CDOT, Cowherd is right. The Chiefs have a prove-it year ahead of them. Don't know how you can have a prove-it year when you've been to five of the last six Super Bowls, but okay, all right. One disagreement. You said the Chiefs were clearly the best team in the regular season. That's a bit of revisionist history. We all saw them win some wacky games in the last second. 15-2 could have easily have been 12-5. I always hate when we do this because I feel like we are very picky and choosy when we do this. Like, yeah, if you take away the games that the Chiefs lost and turn them into or won and turn them into losses, they would have had a worse record. Like, you're right. Like, they would have lost if they hadn't won. I don't disagree with you. I'm 100% with you. But, I mean, if we're going to play the you won this crazy game, why don't we get the opportunity to do that with everybody? Like, right? We can't find other teams. Like, you guys love the Commanders. You guys are telling me that you think the Commanders are going to be good. They won a game on a Hail Mary this past season. They won one game in which Jalen Hurts got hurt in the first quarter of the game, and Kenny Pickett played three quarters of the game. Like, I just feel like we can play this. Well, if you change the result of things, like, you can end up playing this game with every single team in the league. The Eagles were a fantastic team last year, like a really, really good team. Matthew Stafford had the ball first and goal with a chance to eliminate the Philadelphia Eagles in their building in the snow. Now they figured out a way to win, and yeah, that's sports. But I do feel like what is happening right now with the Chiefs is we are only assuming that the Chiefs are worse at these games and no other team in the league is worse at these games. Like, everybody else just gets better and the Chiefs are the only team that gets worse. Like, okay, sure. I don't think the Chiefs are going 15-2 this year either. You got to convince me why they win less than 12 games. So maybe they don't end up being the one seed. They end up being the three seed that won the AFC West. And then you got to go on the road and prove it again, potentially, like they did a couple of years ago when they went on the road to Baltimore and Buffalo and won the Super Bowl. So maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like we do that with the Chiefs. It's always like a weird, I don't know. Now somebody on the text line is arguing if the Chiefs are a dynasty or not. I don't know what kind of bizarre world we're living in right now with the Chiefs. I'm very, very confused. Very, very confused at what is happening with the Chiefs. We'll get you out of here with this today. Today is an off day for the Kansas City Royals. They are heading to Minneapolis. They will play the Minnesota Twins coming up this weekend, and then they're back home. They have the Nationals, right, when they get back in the White Sox. So, I mean, I'm assuming the attendance. I'm assuming people are going to the games. They got a homestand against the Nats and the White Sox. You know what? They should have had Flo Rida come this week. That's when they should have had. That day game against the Nationals, they might have 13,000 people out there. I don't think that game's going to be...
Has school started yet by then? It would be what?
I think it depends on where you are. Some places have started school, some places haven't.
I'm going to say, if it's school started, it's a day game, it's the Nats. Oof.
Yeah, no. Some places have started school, some places haven't started school. So, NFL players, you can breathe easy, no pun intended. NFL players were mad that the NFL was taking smelling salts away. The NFL then amended it and said, no, we didn't say we were taking it away like you guys can't use it anymore. We just can't provide the smelling salts anymore. We just can't provide them. I mean, you guys can use them. So if Patrick Mahomes wants to buy his own smelling salts and use them on the sideline to get ready, you are have at it. Use all the smelling salts you want. Sniff away. But we just can't provide them anymore. That was the message that came down from the NFL. Mahomes talked about it earlier today. Here's what he said.
I'm not a big smelling salt guy. I'm not really hitting people, though. And so I know guys are, like, people do use those, not for bad reasons, to get themselves ready to go. And so I know we can bring them, but they can't provide them. I don't know how that works. But I'm sure some people will figure out a way to get the smelling salts out there. I mean, it's a vital part of the football game.
I mean, you don't know how that works, Pat. You buy them and you bring them to the stadium. I don't know how confusing that is. I don't get it. I don't get what you don't get. You can bring them. This is what I think all NFL players should do. I'm serious. I'm not even joking about this. I think they should all go in like a pot and they should have like a bowl for them. You know, like when you used to go over grandma's house and grandma would have like a candy dish. You know, she'd have some peppermint. You know those little, like, white little lifesavers, the little pepper light? Yeah, they have those. And then you just go in there. Like, so if you need a smelling salt, you need something to get going, you just reach in the bowl, you grab it, you give yourself a quick little sniff, and then you go out there and you play. The NFL, they're very serious about this. They're very serious about the concussion protocol and you masking the effects of it. So they're not going to help you. They're not going to stop you from doing it, but they can't participate in this. I mean, that... It's the most NFL story that you can have. So I am going to take the next couple of days off. This is my last days off before the start of football season. We got preseason right around the corner. College football is right around the corner. So this is my last little break, and then I'm locked in for the rest of the year, and we will be talking about football every single day. So it's my weekend. Rob, I appreciate you. I'll catch you guys next week. Until then, take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.